USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll from the coronavirus has topped 64,000. The president says a new antiviral has been given the green light by federal regulators.
I'm pleased to announce that Gilead now has an EUA from the FDA for remdesivir. And you know what that is, because that's been the hot thing also in the papers and in the media for the last little while. An important treatment for hospitalized coronavirus patients.
He also called on Michigan's Democratic governor to go easier on the stay-at-home orders. Protesters were at the state capitol. Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin.
What bothered me yesterday is they endangered the police, the sergeant at arms, you know, the staff, by not social distancing, yelling in their faces, and I think it loses some of its strength and message.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The White House blocked Dr. Anthony Fauci from testifying at next week's House hearing on the federal coronavirus response. The House Appropriation Committee's subcommittee on the Departments of Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, and related agencies sought to have Fauci appear at its Wednesday hearing. Fauci, as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, serves on the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Former Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Tom Frieden is expected to appear at the Wednesday hearing. On MSNBC's Morning Joe, former Vice President Joe Biden spoke about a sexual assault allegation that was made against him.
It never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Former Senate staffer Tara Reid says he assaulted her in a Capitol Hill office building in the 1990s.
I'm not going to question her motive. I'm not going to get into that at all. I don't know why she's saying this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Canada has officially banned assault weapons. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Canada is now officially banning assault-type weapons. Trudeau cited numerous mass killings in the country, which included the killing of 22 people in Nova Scotia in April, which he described as the deadliest rampage in our country's history. Trudeau said Canadians deserve more than thoughts and prayers, and Canada's Public Safety Minister Bill Blair made the announcement to Parliament.
For decades, chiefs of police, advocacy groups, grieving families, everyday Canadians have been calling for a ban of these types of firearms, guns that were designed for soldiers to kill other soldiers and not for recreational purposes, guns that belong on a battlefield and not on our street.
Mass shootings are relatively rare in Canada, which does have tighter gun control laws than the U.S. Trudeau said he believes the vast majority of gun owners use firearms safely, responsibly, and in accordance with the law. He also said you don't need an AR-15 to take down a deer. So effective immediately, it is no longer permitted to buy, sell, transport, import, or use military-grade assault weapons in this country. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Despite rumors of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's death, state-run media KCNA reported he was at an opening ceremony, cutting the ribbon at a fertilizer factory. There were no pictures of him doing so. President Trump said he'd rather not comment on it yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.